So thoughts are quite a thoughts a crazy thing. It's just like in your mind, isn't it? Your mind chatter. And even when you try to go quiet, it does this. And that's what I call Amy. And Amy is a part of you, part of the brain, the electrical functioning, your fight, flight, freeze, your guardian warrior, just waiting for the chance to take over your body and to go and have all the fun excess things. Amy always has to walk this path with you. Without Amy, you would be very vulnerable. You would be vulnerable to danger and to harm. So as much as sometimes Amy can seem irritable or a darn nuisance, actually, she's your friend, but she's not your best friend. Your best friend is that deeper, wise part. The one that's observing Amy, aware of the truth, and not, for want of a better word, contaminated. Just notice your breath. Entering and leaving your body. Creating the most perfect atmosphere, the perfect condition for your heart to light up this wonderful system that we call body. Notice your senses are working perfectly. Bringing to life the room as we sit. Notice your feet on the floor. Notice the movement. Pulses, sensations. Notice the temperature on your face. Notice that you're just noticing. You're aware. Aware of your body. That's busy. Automatically living. And notice too, there's a part that's just still and very peaceful. Notice your thoughts. The story it's telling you. Without judgment. As a thought arises, allow it to pass. There's no need to pay attention to it. It's just a thought. Because the thoughts are just a busy mind. Amy. And you're not your mind. You're before the mind. And you're not your body. You're before your body. Formless into form, form into formless. That's all. Notice that inner dialect. Trying to take your attention. There's nothing to do. Just witness. The still space. The gap between the thoughts, before the thoughts, and indeed after the thoughts. Thoughts are like your heartbeat. Just a natural phenomenon. Electrical impulses fired by the brain, hooking together to give an experience. Flavorless, neutral, like a cup of hot water, only flavored by the tea or coffee that you add to it. Opportunities a day to remember the truth, or to be clouded with the illusion. Know that the emotions that you experience every day is like the current in the sea, ever moving. Created by your body barometer, tasting and experiencing its surroundings, creating form. Sometimes the sea is calm, and other times the oceans and waves raise. Whilst you float safely on top, observing the clouds passing in the sky. And the problem is that when we look at a cloud, we follow it across the sky because it catches our attention. It's interesting, different, reminds us of something. It affects us. Good or bad. Black, white, grey, whatever. And if we forget the truth, we will be prone to being under the weather. The truth being that we are not the body, the waves, the clouds, we're none of those things. That we're the sky. Always there. Present, untouchable, unbreakable, and still. And when we sense back further into the formless, the energy, the creative force behind this life in field energy, all flowing. We get a sense there's no temperature, neither hot nor cold, no sound, though it's just comfortable, peaceful, neither light nor dark, no beginning nor end. Always there, always present, and simply observing itself in form. Notice how peaceful your body is. And if your mind chatter is saying, what is she talking about? Don't worry. It's just Amy. Just thought. Just go with the feeling. Look for the stillness. It's like the North Star, it's always there. And you see, when you work from this place, it doesn't matter what's going on around you. There's no judgment, there's no fear, because you're untouchable, unbreakable. And this is the space that we are born from. And when we come into form, and we come into life, we are made of innate health and well-being, which is unbreakable. The only thing that can be broken is the idea that we're anything else, and that's the problem. If we believe that we're anything more than this creative force. And even if it doesn't make any sense to you, even if you don't get it, it's okay. There's nothing to get. There's nothing to make sense. Just notice how your body feels when it hears something that resonates with the truth. Because it just automatically switches off and allows you to feel good. And you know you're only ever one thought away from accessing this. One tiny thought of those 90,000 in a day. And when you recognize that there's only one time, it makes it easier. For you see, Amy and our mind and our body utilize the past, and it projects it into the future, and any fears or trepidation or worry that we have, it tells us that it might happen again. And then we start to maneuver. We try to do things differently. When in actual fact, all we have to do is remember one thing. And that there's only one time. And it's now. So I ask you, my friends, to just live in the present moment. That's why it is called a gift. The future doesn't exist. The past is over. And as we say in Cornwall, have a pasty and enjoy.